This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from Missouri. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. And Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to talk about protected group status. We're going to talk about corporate America. We're going to talk about, you know, part of it is who you know. Part of it is timing. A big portion of it is political correctness and protected groups. And we're going to talk about that with a sales executive who is no longer with Big Pharma. You know him as Rich Sheehan. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Thank you, Vince. How are you today?
Hey. Yeah, good morning. Hey, you know, I just want to say, we had a wonderful meetup last night at Ziggy's. And Randy, our electrician, he's a commercial and residential electrician. He taught us how to wire a circuit panel, how to run extended circuits, how to connect circuits on or outlets on circuits. And the reason I'm mentioning this is for those of you who have meetups in your areas, I suggest that you find an electrician who will do that for you, because wiring an outlet is a pretty expensive proposition. At least that's what I found out on the Internet. The average cost for adding an outlet to your home is between $152 and $220. That's the range in this country. So it's quite expensive. So find an electrician who you can work with, who can teach your meetup group how to wire outlet switches, three-way switches, four-way switches, add a light, wire a ceiling fan, and so forth. And you can save a lot of money. It costs, for me and a couple of the other guys at the meetup last night, we only would spend maybe $10, $7 to add an outlet with the wire and everything involved, the box, the wire, everything. But about $200 to do it is absolutely insanity, if you ask me. So I suggest you do that. And here's something really interesting that happened last night at Ziggy's. Alan and Susan Pierce were there. That was their first meetup. They drove from Michigan, literally drove from Michigan to meet us in person at Ziggy's. They didn't call. They didn't say they were coming. They just showed up. And that's what happens. So we're so glad to meet them. And I had a chance to spend some time with them at the table after the presentation was over. It was wonderful meeting them. So thanks so much for coming, Alan and Susan Pierce. So, Rich, protected status, group status. I have a stack in front of me that I've been going through of your performance appraisals. I would say it's pretty darn close to 2 inches thick. And I've been reading through what Allen and Hanbury has to say about you in the 1990s, and it's very, very impressive. Let me give you an example. You've received district recognition. You've outperformed your counterparts in competing companies. You were in the top 25 within your organization. You're in the president's club. You're working with physicians. You've been getting getting recognition, working with Big Brothers and Big Sisters as a volunteer. I mean, you've done a lot of really nice stuff in the corporate world and in the community. I mean, you've done the things that a model employee would do in a leadership role within a corporation. You have. And you've been recognized for it on paper with these performance reviews and appraisals. Tell us about what it's really like.
Well, and I did have a good career. You know, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years, including where I started back on the East Coast in New York and New Jersey events. And about midway through the 90s, I would say that political correctness started to dominate hard work, proven results, qualifications, tenacity, principle. What's happened, folks, is that the powers that be and what I call the old media has been doing a really good job by manufacturing perception and manufacturing pity. And you've heard me mention the triple D effect on this program before. We're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided as an American people. And it's not, we often hear that ignorance, apathy, and indifference is the cause for the middle class losing its prosperity and options. But what's really happening, everybody, is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect is overwhelming too many people. And we need to stand for principle. We can't give up. And that's exactly what I tried to do when I asked my company to go for a part-time job share. I was working for GlaxoSmithKline for about 14 years. I had that Allen & Hansberry, that was one of their earlier divisions. They merged like at least two times while I was with them. And I had a lot of problems with my spine. First, my lumbar. The story with a little more detail and specificity is in the book. And then I had problems with my cervical spine. And I've lost probably about 90% of the strength of my arms and my hands. And I've had, because of the physical therapy I'm doing and the other therapies that don't include pharmaceutical drugs and synthetic chemicals, I've gotten some of it back, but I'm still in pain 24/7. And I begged my company to go part-time. And long story short, human resources told me off the record that part-time job shares were for women only. So I worked basically another 7 years deteriorating my spine, doing a lot of driving, and it had nothing to do with hard work because I was actually asking for a demotion, not a promotion. And what we've done is we've lowered the standards, the bar of standards and expectations so low that ingenuity, productivity, accountability that's been essential to the prosperity of America middle class has been deteriorated. And then we've insulted every female and every minority in this country because of this lowering of standards. And it's gotten to the point where, and that's one of the purposes for the first part of my book, folks, is because as Americans, it's really a sobriety test. And I give examples and evidence that shows that we are drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And if we don't stand for the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everyone on American soil, we might as well just change our name because we should no longer have the word united in the name of our country. We should call ourselves the Divided States of America. I mean, I know people, I know some cops, and when you're listening to the news and you hear about a crime and there's a victim, there's a perp, the first thing that most people, they tell me this, goes through most people's mind is what's the skin pigmentation of the victim and the perp? What's the gender? Who are they? And it shouldn't matter. If we have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities, I judge by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle. Those are the criteria I laid out for getting a job and keeping a job. And as several attorneys have told me, it's easier to get a job now, keep a job now, and sue now, depending on what victim group or protectionist group you're from. And this should be an insult to America because it's destroying the overall fabric of our country.
No disagreement here. And one, you know, proof of it is no one's picking on the President of the United States for his inability to lead the country in the proper direction. They won't touch it because of his race, I believe. I believe that's a really, really big part of it. And, you know, I remember a long time ago when if you really worked hard and you were good at what you did, you know, you could rise within the corporation. But I really believe that, and I've seen it. I've had a young man who was hired to work for me by my boss. And I'm sure he was told by the, my boss was a senior vice president. And I'm sure he was told by his boss, the president, who was told by the board of directors, you know, it'd be a really good thing if you hired this man because he is in, he's in minority. And I think it would be really good for the company if we hired this man, and his father is going to run for mayor, and he might win, and it'd be good for the community. And it had nothing to do with us needing another employee. It had nothing to do with that. And the man was a very nice man. I mean, I liked him. He was a friend of mine. But I believe he was hired for political reasons and group reasons, not because we needed to spend another $50,000 on salary at that particular point in time. So I saw it firsthand. I also saw firsthand, Rich Sheban, when I worked for a Fortune 500 company, and I decided to leave that employment to take a job designing computer systems for a government organization. And I really didn't want to, but I loved this large corporate America company. And when I left, I had tears in my eyes. I was that was my first, you know, real job out of the university, and they treated me very well. And as I was leaving, they had like a little going away luncheon for me, and my mentor, who was probably easily 2.5 times my age, said, "Vinny, we're going to miss you, but you know, the company, you know, this large, large company, you're just a number." And, you know, I thought about that for many, many, many years. This was back in the 70s. I still think about it. He was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. Your friends, the coworkers, the close ones to you, they're important. But the rest of the company doesn't even know you're there. We'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready. Take care of your family and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich Sheban, you had a well-paying job, a good career, a successful career. You were a top performer within the pharmaceutical company, Glaxo. And political correctness started taking over corporate America. I saw signs of it taking hold in the 1980s. The period that you're talking about is the 1990s. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, Vince, they had things like, classes for, what you can say, what you can't say. And, it just got to the point where they weren't even looking at how hard you worked or your proven results. Mm-hmm. And, I had the privilege of, in March, Dr. Ben Carson came to, Northwest Montana, and we were actually up in the front row. We had the privilege of listening to him live. One of the first words out of his mouth, which I quote, was, "I hate political correctness." And I'm paraphrasing this next sentence, but he basically said that it turns minorities into victims. And it really does. We've gotten to the point that the middle class is losing so much ground, okay? For example, in 1970s, 1 out of 50 Americans were on food stamps. It's 1 out of 6.5, 1 out of 6 on welfare today. The bottom 50% of income earners in the U.S. collectively own less than 1% of the national wealth. So when you hear certain politicians or leaders, and I use that term leaders loosely, talking about equality, fairness, and tolerance, there is none. These are the most intolerant people out there. That's why when I was on your show last week, remember we talked about the solutions and I gave a list of the solutions? I talked about practice what you preach laws. And then another one that would be applicable for this conversation in context would be to replace all judges and convene grand juries around the country in every county. You know, if we could get back to a rule of law, there wasn't even a rule of law, Vince. Basically, I had no restitution at all. I contacted about 30 different attorneys from little past mid to late 90s to the end of my pharmaceutical career. And I basically, there was no rule of law for me. I had attorneys told me if that happened to a female in opposite, she would have been on the 5 o'clock news with a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. And, you know, there's just no way we can have a United States of America and keep our heritage and our traditions and culture. It's pretty obvious to most folks out there that we have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountabilities, that the powers to be are trying to conquer us from within. And that's how you distract, dumb down, and especially divide. We can no longer stay divided. We have to stop the silence. We have to stand for principle. And let's look, if you look at what's happening to the middle class, and if you plot it on a graph, folks, it's prosperity and middle class will not be mentioned in the same sentence. And this is why we need to stick together. We need to have synergy. And we have to look at a possible liberation for the middle class and not throw in the white towel in the ring and say this is the end of time, because I refuse to do that. I refuse to give up. And that's why, you know, the book tells this particular story and how we should not give up on our goals, our dreams, or our health, which I have not.
Rich, you talk about prosperity in the middle class. And I've been going to Ziggy's restaurant for over 3 years now. As a speaker and as a meetup organizer, if you will. And what I'm seeing, as I look out the window, there are fewer cars. There's much, much less traffic, if any traffic at all. And the middle class is being eviscerated from within. It literally is. There are very few who have extra money to spend on anything. And I see it, and it's ever increasing, the amount that's being taken from the middle class through inflation, through loss of jobs. And you're absolutely right. The middle class and prosperity will hardly be used in the same sentence in the future. It's very disturbing to me. It really is. And I appreciate you bringing this to the fore in class today. Rich Sheehan, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. He's the author. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Shh. Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. And, you know, Rich, we're talking about political correctness, and I can't imagine during World War II, when we were working on the Manhattan Project, and, you know, we needed the best scientists to help us win the war. I can't imagine us saying, you know, hey, listen, guys, that's not politically correct. You can't say that. By the way, I'm looking at the protected group status sheet here, and we don't have enough enough people within this particular group, so let's get some more of them, and we can let go some of the others who we have too many of. You know,
mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. We wanted the best minds, the brightest, the fastest thinkers, the fastest learners, the most productive. That's what we wanted, and that's what we drove ourselves toward. But today, it's not like that. And as a matter of fact, if you go into a store today, and you ask for help, you find that there's no one has a clue. No one has a clue as to what they're selling or how it works or what you need, and you ask the second level question about the product, and they're dumbfounded. And if you go to the Chinese factory outlet, they don't even know where the product is located, let alone what the product is.
Well, you can see that, Vince, on when you call up customer service departments just about every company, even American companies, they've even outsourced those to different countries as well. You know, what has basically happened, folks, is we've lost real free markets, and supply and demand basically isn't even a barometer anymore. It's, again, everything is manufactured. And, you know, productivity, ingenuity, you know, not this abstract and arbitrary idea of fairness is what we really need, and we've lost that. You know, going back to my scenario, just to show you some of the BS I had to deal with, I was driving with taking painkillers on a pretty regular basis. And, of course, if my company found out, because they didn't know I had spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and my attorneys told me everything to do everything in my power to prolong that data going into on paper or my database, because I would have been out of a job. They would have put me on disability right away. I even had, when my second company hired me as the very first male job share, I had shoulder surgery praying it would alleviate my numbness and shooting pains down my arms. But it didn't happen. And I didn't even tell the orthopedic surgeon who gave the shoulder surgery to me about the pain in my arms and numbness until after the surgery, because I wanted to make sure that I was totally out of options before I would let a physician put that down on paper. Now, going back to protectionist status, Vince, it does depend on your group, and it's not necessarily depends on your skin color or gender or sexual orientation, but your wealth and your corporate status or government status as well. The company that we're talking about, they were pled guilty to bribery, fraud, and other crimes. They fabricated drug safety data, lied to the FDA, defraud regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs, and defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. Who paid for that? The middle class. Every time a bailout, think about all the bailouts that's occurred in this country over the years to the government, to big corporate America. They're just protecting their own. And the CEOs and executives get their high-paid salary or the government institutions from the bailouts. And the middle class is losing a lot of ground. The people who are in power are just feathering their own nest. And they're just trying to, you know, for example, they feed off each other. Minimum wage laws is a really good example. They destroy small business and eliminate competition. Same thing with lobbying and increased regulations. The big corporations and oligarchies can afford to have lobbyists, increase regulation, and the government gets more taxes in return while they're rotating CEOs with high government officials. And when you have these increased regs and you're a small businessman trying to do a startup to compete against the big guys, how can you possibly succeed when you can't even afford a lobbyist? And, you know, everything is so corrupt and so out of whack, and everything's deceptive, and people just don't know where to go, where to invest, or how to proceed. And that, again, is one of my reasons for writing this particular book. It is about off-grid living. It is about self-sufficiency. But I feel that this, the options are waning so bad for the middle class that some form of self-sufficiency, even if you live in a subdivision, even if you live in suburban America, we all have to start being having synergy. We have to stop the division. I don't care what your skin color is, what your gender is. It's about time that we become Americans.
Well, there's no disagreement from here. And, you know, as you mentioned the word lobbyist, I was thinking about that. And a lobbyist, to me, is someone who has wiggled his or her way in to someone who has a position of power within the government, who either bribes or uses coercion or manipulation or pressure to get his or her own way for his or her own individual greed and company. Isn't that what a lobbyist is?
Absolutely. It's a giant PR job. Absolutely.
But inside information is used, threats are used. I guess first it's, you know, will you help me? Can you help me? And then it's, if you don't help me, here's what we're going to do. We've got the pictures. We're going to expose you. We're going to destroy you. And so I believe that the people who are the lobbyists use those techniques to get their way for their companies, with the ultimate price being paid by we the people, the middle class. We lose every time. We're sold like a commodity that's meaningless. So,
absolutely. When you think about how the powers that be have been changing people's minds over the last few years, it has nothing to do with free thinking. It has nothing to do with what's right. It has nothing to do with the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. It's being done through threats, intimidation, shaming, bribery, blackmail, people into conformity. And basically, if you categorize that, it's under the category of force and fear. How can you have a legitimate country that is supposed to be the land of the free when we don't stand up to be the home of the brave? Because we really need to stand up to these threats, intimidations, because I can see that everything that's making the middle class happy, healthy, or human is fading away. And you can see, going back to affirmative action and quotas, trust and respect is being almost eliminated, because we are not, it's not about the individual merit, it's about our group. And when you look at all civil rights policies, they were designed to be judged by individual merit and not what group we're in. And everything's group this, group that. And, you know, this political correctness, you know, there's probably thousands of subsets under political correctness. And we really need to nip this in the bud, because it's dividing us. And we can no longer accept this, because we've lost our standards. We've lost our bar of standards. They're so low right now, Vince, that I just don't know where this country can go to have any economic power again, especially with the BRICS nations doing everything in their power and their central banks to hoard gold, silver, land, and tangible resources. I mean, a lot of Americans don't realize that if we lose the U.S. dollar reserve world, or the world currency status, half of the money out there is abroad in the rest of the world. Half of it's here. So when all these BRICS nations and others, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, stop using our money for trade and oil, all that money is going to come back. And we could have a major hyperinflation state. And right now we have stagflation, which is the worst of inflation and the worst of deflation. But the middle class is getting drained of their resources, and their options are dwindling so fast. And these are all part of the reasons why I'm on your show and I wrote the book, and I'm trying to help people, because That's where we're at. We can't wait for government institutions, folks. We can't wait for official authorities. We can't wait for corporate America to come and save us. It's too corrupt. It's too manipulated. The powers to be are just feathering their own nest. It's up to us to do whatever we can to help one another out. And if you're a government worker and all you're thinking about is your high paycheck and your pension, then that's part of the problem. We need to all be Americans again and look at free markets, look at supply and demand, look at ingenuity and productivity and the accountability that's been so essential to the productivity of the middle, to the prosperity of the middle class.
Rich, as you're saying this, I was thinking about some award banquets that I've attended in the past. And I was thinking about, you know, all the clapping and applause. Have you been to an award banquet where you've seen individuals receive awards that you wonder, how did that happen? Because there's other individuals who have been far more productive, who have contributed far more than the individuals who have received the awards. Have you seen that?
Well, you know, it's analogous to, you know, when I talked about crime with the victim and perp. People are asking, well, what's the skin color of this person? What's the gender of that person? What's the sexual orientation? It's the same thing with the other end of the spectrum. It's, people are getting certain awards based on, again, what group they're in and not individual merit. And that's why our country is sinking and the middle class has become so stagnant.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm seeing it every day and it's progressing and it's getting worse, not better.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Sheban and I'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. He's the author. I've got the book in my hands, and I've read the book. That's a great book. It's a great way to understand what life is like and why you need to consider doing what Rich Sheban has done. Now, he's moved away from high-density areas and moved to the country, kind of what I did. And he's completely off-grid. I'm not completely off-grid. Rich, what do we do? What do we do about the situation of the lost free markets, the what they call equality? You know, we're all equal. That's what they're saying. We're not all equal. Fairness does not equal equality. What do we do about this mess we're in your mind?
Well, we got to stop embarrassing women and minorities, first of all. We have to draw a line in the sand, all of us together, and have zero tolerance for political correctness. Let me just give you an example. If we don't do this, we're building an aristocracy and eliminating the middle class. And it's just going to be the top 2% who are going to be the royalty, and the rest will be working serfs. We're going to have more corruption, manipulation, less consumer confidence and demand, less manufacturing plants, more jobs going overseas, more robotics, and discrimination lawsuits for even telling a joke. In fact, I got a quick 15-second story here, Vince. When I was going through all this with my health and my company, there was a woman pharmaceutical rep in the town I was working out of in Montana who was suing her company because she overheard two reps telling a joke, a frickin' joke, and apparently she went in trauma and received more money than most people would get in a pension. And I was working with spinal stenosis, nerve damage for 7 years, driving with pain pills and going through all this, and she sued because of a frickin' joke. You know, and that's where we're going. This is not a pendulum issue, folks. This is just, the issue is of lowering the bar of standards, dividing America, so the aristocracy can continue to have theirs and everybody else fights for the scraps. That's what this is all about. So we have to help people. We have to stop. We're suffering from silence. We have to be thinkers and not followers. We've got to refer to Americans, to us as Americans and not groups. We need to fight for truth and objective facts and stand for principle. And, you know, you might have heard me say this before, people. I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. You hear me speak. You know, I don't get a lot of sleep. I don't consider myself to be real articulate. We can all do our part. We can't give up. We can't throw the white towel in the ring. And we have to stand. We have to stand for what's right and for principle. And if we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability, they will continue to divide us. And we might also just change our name to the Divided States of America.
So you're saying take a stand, say no, say what is accurate, and forget the political correctness altogether. So you're saying remove political correctness entirely from our, the way we've been trained since, let's say, the 1980s.
Yeah, how many times do you hear zero tolerance for this, zero tolerance for that? By the powers the powers to be that don't practice what they preach, that are so tolerant, but yet they don't accept other people's views and lifestyles, but yet they're tolerant. We hear the zero tolerance. We need to stick together and have synergy and have zero tolerance for political correctness. And that's one of the reasons why I talked about last week, one of the solutions being practice what you preach laws. If you participate in legislation creation, you can't demand a greater benefit. You have to play by the same rules, laws, and accountabilities. And we don't have that. Everything is done. We have certain privileges that is based on what group you're in, and that should be unacceptable for the American people.
I totally agree. I absolutely agree. Rich Sheeben, thanks so much for being with us. And if you'd like to get his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Rich, thanks so much. And there's a link to Rich Sheeben on the website under instructors at usapreparedness.com at the bottom of the page where you'll find the instructors. You're down there. It's in the section in the black and white and gold. You can click on his name. It'll take you right to his website, offgridlivingmontana.com. Rich Sheeben, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to do it again and again and again. And thanks for being outspoken.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.